Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama to address terrorism. U.S. President Barack Obama will focus on his top priority, keeping Americans safe, as he gives a rare address today from the White House Oval Office. With a preview is VOA's Ken Bredemeyer.
It's a very significant moment in American history. This attack in California last week is possibly the worst since 9/11. And the president wants to talk about the broader threat of terrorism, but also how the country intends to combat it, at the same time adhering to its commitment to justice, equality, and freedom. It is a moment when a lot of Americans are very afraid of what they see as being overtaken by Islamic State terrorists or their sympathizers.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation continues to investigate what led to U.S.-born Saeed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, killing 14 people and wounding 21 at a gathering of local government workers in San Bernardino, California. President Obama spoke about the case in his Saturday radio address.
Most of all, we stand with 14 families whose hearts are broken. We're learning more about their loved ones, the men and women, the beautiful lives that were lost. They were doing what so many of us do this time of year, enjoying the holidays, celebrating with each other, rejoicing in the bonds of friendship and community that bind us together as Americans.
That's President Obama speaking in his Saturday radio address. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion today in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden City. Aden has been a key battleground in Yemen, where Houthi rebels took control of the capital, Sana'a, last year before sweeping into Aden and forcing President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi to flee to Saudi Arabia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the next round of talks on Syria's political future will be in New York later this month. He made the remark Saturday at a conference on Middle East policy at the Brookings Institution think tank in Washington. Kerry said resolving political concerns related to the Syrian conflict will help facilitate the fight against Islamic State, which controls large areas of Syria and Iraq. Afghanistan's Taliban has released a voice message, which it said was from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. As Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad, in the message, Mansour refuted claims he was killed in a gun battle earlier this week.
Addressing his followers in Pashto, one of the two languages spoken in Afghanistan, he repeatedly asserted that reports of his death in a shootout were unfounded. Mansour said no such incident ever took place and he is safe and healthy. He went on to say that the rumors are part of the enemy propaganda war to create an impression there are rifts in the Taliban leadership and they have turned into deadly infighting. The Afghan government announced Wednesday that Mansour was seriously wounded when gunfire broke out during a meeting of Taliban commanders in neighboring Pakistan. Some officials in Kabul claimed later that the Taliban chief had died of the injuries he suffered in Kuchlak, a small town near the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today rejected U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's warning that a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. Netanyahu told a cabinet meeting Israel will not be a binational state, but in order to have peace, the other side needs to decide that it wants peace as well. And unfortunately, this is not what we are witnessing. He added that the Palestinian Authority is continuing incitement against Israel. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, coming after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to reduce the emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say that many unresolved issues remain to be hammered out. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.